Achoo! Lord of mercy. Dang, it's early. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, I've only had my second cup of coffee today. I woke up so early, I said, God, are you awake? And he didn't say a thing back, so I didn't miss him. I didn't want to wake him up, so early. We played up at UC Davis last night, had a big time with all them folks up there. Sure good to be back. We appreciate it. We missed last year, and we missed you guys. We were kind of heartbroken. So this has kind of been an annual thing for us for about 7 years. So we're glad to be back with you. Thanks so much. Thank you, Bob. Well, as many of you know, if you're bluegrass crazies like I am, like we all are, Mr. Monroe would have been 100 years old on the 13th of September last week. And of course, we've been celebrating his life for a long, long time, but celebrate his 100th year anniversary of his birth. We kind of been celebrating all year long, telling folks about him and what a rocking cat daddy he was. And I called him that one time. He said, is that right? You think so? I said, yes, sir, I know so. You were a rocking cat. And I guess it was 1944, or 45 actually, he was kind of waiting to try to find that sound that he was looking for, that sound in his head I think he'd been listening for, and he heard about a young banjo player, 21 years old, from Shelby, North Carolina, that played with a fire in his hand and a fire in his heart, and so they tracked him down and did an audition with him, and his name was Earl Scruggs. Nobody really knew Earl at that time. Well, Lost John and the Allied Kentuckians knew Earl. That's the band he was in. So, but anyway, I think Lester was ready to not worry about a banjo player after String Bean left the band. But I think after the audition, Lester said, hire him at all cost. So, I know Earl told me here recently that, and I'd never heard this before, but when it comes out of Earl Scruggs' mouth, it's got to be the truth, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he was there. So anyway, he said at the audition, Mr. Monroe started dancing while Earl was playing. So don't you think that means you got the gig, you know? So we're going to do you two or three songs here from that time period of 46, 47, really, part of 48 was the years that they worked together. Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, Chubby Wise, Howard Watts, and, of course, Bill Monroe heading up everything, singing that high tenor and flogging that mandolin and wearing it out. He said, boy, you've got to whip it like a mule. And, I've been trying to. Poor old Pee-wee here, he's 89, but I'm whipping him pretty hard. Anyway, here's a tune we'll do for